Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from the undisclosed location in New Mexico today. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad, really happy to have you joining the program today. I'm sure the expectations are they're going to start right off with the interview and the debate. You're going, what, Michael, was there an interview this weekend? What are you talking about? George Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden sat down, and it was, well, let's just say it was interesting to say the least. Let's get a couple of rules of engagement out of the way. First, text any question or comment you have to this number on your message app. Here's the number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one, doesn't make any difference. And you can, again, any question or comment at any time, send me a text message. I love text messages. Follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you call it now, Facebook and Instagram. You can find the icons for those at michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Or if you just want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA, and the other two, Facebook and Instagram, are at Michael D. Brown. Let me start with kind of a broad overview of Biden and the presidential race, and let me kind of tell you what I think about. Let me talk about it from a purely political point of view, and then let me talk about it from a national security view, and then let's drill down a little deeper and talk about it in terms of kind of what's been going on with Biden and the Democrats and how they're the infighting and the panic and everything else. If you're a Republican, from a pure, make sure you understand this caveat before you hear anything else. I'm solely talking about the politics of the situation. I'm not talking about the national security implications. I'm not talking about, you know, the good of Joe Biden and his health. I'm talking about pure politics, pure, unadulterated, 150-proof politics. And that is, Republicans should want Joe Biden to stay in the race. Because if Trump is the presumptive nominee, and Trump, I think, is the nominee, then, you know, Biden's beat Trump before. But if you look at Biden today and you look at how he's performing, both on and off camera, on and off microphone, that's the guy you want to run against. I mean, you got to be careful because it's like beating up an old man. It's like, you know, here, let me help the little old lady across the street. And then you get in the middle of the street and you trip her. That's not exactly kind. And so you have to be kind of careful about it. But if you really want to just have a landslide, you want Joe Biden to be the nominee. But that's from a purely political point of view. But from a national security point of view, I think that the cabinet, the vice president and the cabinet, ought to invoke the 25th Amendment, and I think they ought to get him out of office today, maybe yesterday, not tomorrow, not the next day, but today, because Joe Biden is truly a national security risk to this country. I'll play a few sound bites in a minute that will, I think, bolster or prove my point that he truly is a national security risk. But then let's step back and let's just think. We've talked about the political aspect of it. the national security aspect of it. Let's think about the personal aspect of it for a moment. I know that I know my commentary can be harsh sometimes, but I've learned the older I've gotten and all the experiences I've had in my life that life's too short to kind of BS around an answer or to BS around, you know, what you think. And you ought to just be straightforward. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be undiplomatic. It doesn't mean you ought to be crass or harsh, but you ought to just tell people exactly what you think. And what I think is that Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, the entire Biden family, maybe the exception of his sister, are engaged in elder abuse. And I think the old fart ought to be allowed to go home to Rehoboth, go home to Delaware, and just enjoy his whatever remaining years that he has. Now, I understand that's hard to do. I understand that if you've been involved in politics, if this has been your entire work, if somebody said to me today, you can no longer be on radio, I would fight tooth and nail. Because for almost 20 years, this is what I've been doing, and I love it, and I enjoy it. I think I'm pretty good at it. I'm able to build an audience, and I'm able to develop a good list of sponsorships, and so I am successful at it, and I enjoy it. And it's not really work. It's something I enjoy to do. So if the bosses or the family or somebody came to me and said, you know what, you really need to quit, I would probably fight back. And, of course, that's what Joe Biden is doing. The problem is I don't think there's anybody that is really telling him it's time to go home. I don't think there's anybody that's really telling him, you know what, Uncle Joe, Grandpa, whatever they call him, dear, if it's Jill, I don't care. I don't think they're telling him. And I think this inner circle, you know, the inner circle generally in the West Wing is much broader than just two or three people. Oftentimes the inner circle is 10, 15 people. But I think with Biden, it's not just the inner circle, it's the inner circle. And I think they have so isolated him that particularly when I listened to the interview yesterday with George Stephanopoulos, he's either in denial about his own cognitive abilities, he's in denial about the political reality surrounding him, and I think he's in denial about his own health. And I don't find that unusual in elderly people to be in denial about their own health. Nobody wants to admit they're getting old. Nobody wants to, you know, to admit that their back hurts, that it's hard to get out of bed. Nobody wants to admit that, you know, I can't quite remember that word or that word. Nobody wants to admit those things. And Joe Biden's not any different than any other human being in that regard. It's just that he's been in politics for so long that that is truly the only thing that he knows. He's not really all that good at it. But it's enabled him. There's some meme going around on Facebook, and the meme, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it is something like this: you know, 150 different bank accounts, 100 and some plus different LLCs, and you've got Joe and Hunter and James Biden, and there's millions of dollars floating around, and yet there's no product or service. And the meme is kind of funny, and it's kind of true. Except it forgets that there really is a product or a service. And the product or the service is Joe Biden. And what Joe Biden has been able to do for his 50-plus years in public service is to trade on his name and to make money for his family. Now, you can argue, did he make that money directly or indirectly? Well, if I'm a famous person and my brother is trading on my name, but he pays my bills, well, I'm not directly taking the money. I'm indirectly taking the money. But nonetheless, I'm benefiting from my name. I'm benefiting from my political stature. I'm benefiting from my station in life. And I don't mean like a radio station, but, you know, my station and my position in life. And that's what the Bidens have done. And they've done it for decades. And that's hard to let go. Because everything that you've done for your entire life has become your very being. And now he's reached the pinnacle. The presidency of the United States of America is the pinnacle in American politics. And now, he can't admit it's time to go. And it really is. Now, let's sum up real quickly. I don't want him to go because of political reasons. I think he should go because of national security reasons. And then when it comes to his family, I think his family is doing an actual disservice. But having said all of that, when I listened to George Stephanopoulos yesterday, who I thought did an okay interview, it wasn't great, it wasn't bad, it was okay. But as I listened to him, I thought, they think they run the country. The cabal, the media, they think they run the country. Let's think about that next. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. If you want to find an affiliate anywhere, go to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all the affiliates when they air the program and when they re-air the program. Does the media think that they run the country? I think they do.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget now on your podcast app, be sure to subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, and that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. So on your podcast app, in the search bar, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown and hit that subscribe button. So does the media think they control the country? Well, this soundbite is probably a little long, but I want you to listen to it, because I think this is the core of the ABC News interview with Joe Biden last night. And I think this says a lot about everything. Remember, we're talking about this in terms of the pure politics of whether or not Biden should resign, the national and his health, the national security issues about Biden's health and whether he should resign, and then just the purely personal aspect of it. So in an effort, the White House, in an effort to show that Biden has it all together, now we'll talk about, I know there's new stories breaking today about neurologists showing up at the White House. We'll get to that. But I want you to listen to this 3 minutes, because this 3 minutes, I think, out of the 22-minute interview, shows brutally how bad Biden is, and kind of proves my point that I think the media thinks that they run the country.
What's your plan to turn the campaign around?
You saw it today. How many people do you get to draw crowds like I drew today? You find me any more enthusiastic than today? Huh?
I mean, I don't think you want to play the crowd game. Donald Trump can draw big crowds. There's no question about that.
He can draw a big crowd, but what does he say? Who does he have?
It'll take us a while to work through this. You know, Mr. President, I don't think you want to play the crowd game, because Donald Trump can draw a big crowd. If you look at the visuals of the Wisconsin crowd, it's in a gymnasium where Biden was, and the estimates I have are 200 or less people there. The Trump rallies, they have thousands of people there. But what does he mean when he says, talk about crowds?
Huh? I don't think you want to play the crowd game. Donald Trump can draw big crowds. There's no question about that.
He can draw a big crowd, but what does he say? Who does he have?
What do you mean, what does he have? What do you mean, what does he say, who does he have? Well, for one, he has most Republican politicians who are running on the down ballot want to be on that stage with him. If you listen to the introductions to the Wisconsin rally that Biden held, the governor was there. I think a former governor was there. And I think one or two congressmen were there. And that was it. Nobody else. No mention of any U.S. senators, none of them. So when your down ballot starts to run away and doesn't want to appear with an incumbent president, that tells you you're in deep doo-doo. But his other point about, well, yeah, so Trump can draw a big crowd, but who's there? Well, first of all, there's thousands of people versus 200 or less, and he has everybody in the down ballot. So I don't think the incumbent, Joe Biden, it's an empty answer.
I'm the guy supposedly in trouble. We raised $38 million within 4 days after this. We have over a million individual contributors.
And you know what he did? He raised $38 million, and he's got a lot of contributors under $200. But if you look at the overall fundraising, the Trump campaign is almost $100 million ahead. So, again, it shows just how out of touch he is with the reality of what's going on around him.
Individual contributors, less than $200. Yeah, I mean, I've not seen what you're proposing.
You haven't seen the fall off in the polls. You haven't seen the reports of discontent in the Democratic Party, House Democrats, Senate Democrats.
I've seen it from the press.
Well, I've seen it from the press. Well, yes, that's if you're reading the newspapers. If you're watching the television, you know that's what the press is reporting. So I've heard it from the press. Well, yeah, who else would you have? You should have heard it from your staff. You see, this, what bothers me about that answer is, if he knows what he's talking about, let's assume for a moment he's lucid, and he goes, yeah, I've seen it in the press. My very first thought when I heard that was, have you not heard it from your staff? Because that inner circle should be telling you the truth. You know, the one thing about Bush, any time that I was in a meeting with him in the Oval Office or the Roosevelt Room or on Air Force One or anywhere else, there was one thing that Bush wanted to know, and that was the truth. What's really going on? What's really happening? And that was the expectation. And if you didn't, if you held the truth from him, you probably wouldn't last.
You know, I've heard from dozens of your supporters over the last few days, and a variety of views, I grant you that. But the prevailing sentiment is this. They love you. And they will be forever grateful to you for defeating Donald Trump in 2020. They think you've done a great job as president, a lot of the successes you outlined. But they are worried about you and the country, and they don't think you can win. They want you to go with grace, and they will cheer you if you do. What do you say to them?
I say the vast majority are not where that those folks are. I don't doubt there's some folks there. Have you ever seen a group at a time when elected officials running for office aren't a little worried? Have you ever seen that? I've not. Same thing happened in 2020. Oh, Biden, I don't know, man. What are you going to do? He may bring me down. He may.
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Bam. Mr. President, I've never seen a president with a 36% approval rating get reelected. That's brutal. Absolutely brutal. And if you see the look on Biden's face, if you haven't seen the interview, he looks shocked. As if, what are you talking about?
Same thing happened in 2020. Oh, Biden, I don't know, man. What's he going to do? He may bring me down. He may.
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Well, I don't believe that's my approval rate. That's not what our polls show.
Well, I don't believe that's not what I've heard. That's not what our polls show. Again, where's the inner circle? Because you have to take a face value. He really doesn't believe that his approval rating is at 36%. You know, Nate Silver and 538 and the markets now show that there's like a 28% approval, not 28% approval, a 28% that Biden could get reelected. That's the markets talking. That's the political markets. They're not telling him anything about what's really going on. It's absolutely mind-boggling when you think about that inner circle have so surrounded him because they're so desperate to hold on to power that they're not telling the guy the truth, which then raises the question, can he handle the truth? Text the word Michael to 33103.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about Joe Biden and the media. The only thing anybody's talking about is 4th of July. It's the 248th birthday of our independence. And what are we talking about? Well, and we will talk about Independence Day, you know, eventually during the program. But we're talking about this presidential race in which we have somebody who is, based on a conversation I had with a neurologist, and based on other conversations I've had with doctors, some of the reports that I've read, we're discussing a 81-year-old candidate that probably has early-onset dementia. I'm not quite sure how they phrase it, but early-onset dementia caused by Parkinson's. There's a particular Parkinson's causes a particular kind of dementia, and many of the experts that I've spoken to, many of the experts that I've read about, say that, yes, this is the problem. Do we really want someone? Now, this goes back to, remember, I'm dividing this whole conversation up into pure politics, just the pure politics of if I want to win in November, I want Joe Biden to be the nominee. But if I care about the national security of the country, I'm not so sure he should be the president of the United States right now, like today. He probably ought to go home. And I understand that many on my side of the aisle will go, but oh my God, Michael, then you want Kamala Harris? No, I don't want Kamala Harris, but I want someone who actually can make a decision. Not someone whose staff, whose press secretary has told us, well, yeah, we've arranged things so everything occurs between 10 and 4. He took a nap every day during debate prep. And we don't try to schedule anything after 8 o'clock. Well, remember Hillary Clinton and her ad against Donald Trump? Who do you want answering that 2 a.m. phone call? I'm not sure they can roust him up at 2 a.m., and do we really want him to make a national security decision at 2 a.m.? And then there's the whole issue of just him personally. And as I watched this interview yesterday, the question I had in my mind is whether or not the media thinks they're the ones that actually run the country. Let's finish this interview up just real quickly. Because this is George Stephanopoulos, ABC News, a Clinton operative. He was Bill Clinton's press secretary. And here he is interviewing this president and kind of being actually conducting journalism, actually asking harsh questions.
What do you say to that?
I say the vast majority are not where that those folks are. I don't doubt there's some folks there. Have you ever seen a group at a time when elected officials running for office aren't a little worried? Have you ever seen that? I've not. Same thing happened in 2020. Oh, Biden, I don't know, man. What's he going to do? He may bring me down. He may.
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Well, I don't believe that's my approval rate. That's not what our polls show.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected, and everything you're warning about comes to pass, how will you feel in January?
I'll feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do. That's what this is about. Look, George, think of it this way. You've heard me say this before. I think the United States and the world is at an inflection point. When the things that happen in the next several years are going to determine what the next 6-7 decades look like.
So true.
And who's going to be able to hold NATO together like me? Who's going to be able to be in a position where I'm able to keep the Pacific Basin in a position where we're at least checkmating China now? Who's going to do that? Who has that reach? Who knows all these? We're going to have, I guess, a good way to judge me is you're going to have now the NATO conference here in the United States next week. Come listen. See what they said.
Mr. President, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And actually, we know what the NATO allies are saying. They're now saying the quiet part out loud. That, yes, we watched him at the G7. We watched him at the D-Day memorials. We watched him at all these places. And we're concerned. We're very concerned. And we don't think that he has the stamina, the intellect, and we don't think he has the capacity to be able to be making the decisions and doesn't have the physicality that you need to meet the demands of the office. Those are people overseas. Those are our allies saying that. So if our allies are saying it, if the Democrat donor base is saying that, all of the big time donors, I forget the guy's name, the guy that has Netflix, he said no, he has said no more. The Disney heiress has said no more. All of the big wealthy donors are saying no, we're not giving any more money. Something has to change. So from the political point of view, we very well may end up with Kamala Harris as the nominee. And I find that ironically delicious, because here is a person who, throughout her entire political life, has always crashed and burned and always had to been pulled across the finish line, whether it was as the Attorney General in California, whether it was as a U.S. Senator from California, and, of course, Joe Biden pulled her across the line and made her vice president when she couldn't even get one delegate running for president. But I want you to stop and think for a moment about George Stephanopoulos. So, you know, over these last few days, like a lot of other people, not just me, we've been observing that Joe Biden really does appear to lack the mental capacity to do the job of the presidency. And as I've noted, this is a problem because Americans don't want elected deep state bureaucrats or an inner circle of family members like Hunter Biden or Jill Biden running the White House. That's tyranny. That's not democracy. That's not a Republican form of government. But Biden, as you heard him say with George Stephanopoulos, I'm running. I'm the Democrat Party's nominee. Nobody's going to push me out. Now, of course, Biden still could, and I think still may, drop out before Election Day, which as of yesterday was exactly 4 months away, July 5th. This is July 6th. So we're now less than 4 months away. And the New York Times, others, they're all publishing rumors that he might do that, including a July 3rd story that the New York Times wrote, headline, Biden tells allies he knows he only has days to salvage his candidacy. But think about over the past few days. Think about just yesterday. They continue to strenuously deny any of those reports, but the media won't let it go. They're acting outraged that Biden is moving forward. They're acting as though the decision about whether he will compete for re-election was their decision and not his decision. Go back to George Stephanopoulos saying to the president, but Mr. President, I've never seen a president with 36% approval rating ever win re-election. Well, that's true. The Economist. Have you seen the cover of The Economist magazine? The Economist, this liberal leftist magazine with the seal of the presidency on a four-stand walker with the headline, Why Biden Must Withdraw. Day after day, all the mainstream news organizations, the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, just go on and on about Biden must step down. And now they're actually plotting to see how it might be done. The Washington Post wrote, Democratic allies, strategists, and elected officials are in growing agreement about the conditions required for Biden to step aside. So now, what are they doing here? They're beginning to blur the line between themselves and the president as the head of state. I think the most dramatic example of that was an editorial yesterday in the Washington Post with this headline, What if Biden spoke these words? That editorial is a fantasy speech by Biden announcing he will not run for re-election. Here's what the Post wrote. My season of service is nearing its close. This was a hard truth to face, but it is the natural course of things, as evident as the progression from spring to summer, from fall to winter. This is why I've decided to withdraw from the campaign for President of the United States. They're writing his resignation speeches for him. Now, while some were promoting the ABC interview as a make-or-break moment. The truth is, regardless of what the media is spinning today about last night's interview, their mind's already made up. The media is so confident that they will force Biden to step down, they're now discussing his replacement. MSNBC had an entire segment about why Kamala Harris is a stronger candidate than you think. So now they're shifting to convince Democrats and the American population, hey, Kamala, she's not that bad. Not that bad. Not exactly a ringing endorsement, but not quite that bad. You know, don't forget you can text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael and just send me any question or comment. Do that right now and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and X or Twitter. Kamala, does the media really think they're running the country? Yeah, I think so.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, vibroplates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, fill dirt to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Way.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy 4th of July weekend. Happy birthday to America, gang. How about that? So we're talking about this interview. And the thing that hit me with the interview is I was listening to it yesterday, because I knew I wanted to talk about it. Well, I knew I had to talk about it today, right? Was the arrogance of the media. Now, again, you're listening to a guy who thinks that for national security reasons, Joe Biden ought to step down pronto. And I think from a purely human point of view, he ought to step down pronto. But from a political view, oh baby, stay in the race. You go out there and you keep committing all the gaffes you can. You trip off the stage. You get lost. You ask somebody that died in a car wreck to stand up. You do it. You just keep doing it, baby. You keep doing it because we want to steamroll right over you. So you see, I've got three different perspectives about this entire presidency. But the thing that really hit me was, wait a minute. Stephanopoulos, Washington Post, New York Times, and I've been quoting them over the past probably week or so since all of this kerfuffle has really erupted as like Mount Vesuvius, and that is, holy cow, you guys really do think you can determine the course of, in particular, Democrat politics. One of the things that struck me about the interview that George Stephanopoulos did was you could almost hear Stephanopoulos say, and maybe I'll find a soundbite that will kind of give you an example of this, but do you really want to be the guy that allows Donald Trump to get elected again? What George Stephanopoulos was saying, hey, on behalf, this is just me interpreting what I think he's thinking, hey, do you really want to be the guy? The rest of us do not want to see Donald Trump get elected. Do you want to be the guy that allows that to happen? Because all of us are trying to tell you that's what's going to happen, so you need to get out of the way, bucko. That's how they're acting. Now, don't get me wrong. Editorial boards, journalists, they're entitled to write whatever they want to write. But there seems to be something unseemly about the Washington Post and the New York Times play acting as President of the United States. Like so many others in the cabal and the media, the editorial board writers seem deeply confused about what their role is. I don't think it's confusing at all. I think this is proof of what I've been calling the cabal. And that is the dominant media, the tech giants, all of these Silicon Valley people, they've all become an absolute one in the same. They're almost like the heart of the Democrat Party. They're the brain and the heart of the Democrat Party. Maybe they're the soul of the Democrat Party. I don't know. And look, this is hardly the first time. If you think back to 2016, they were outraged, really, literally outraged by the election of Trump. And so that's when they started doing what? The media then started engaging in the misinformation campaigns, alleging all the wild conspiracy theories. Trump was a Manchurian candidate controlled by Russia. Russia was responsible for his election. And that theory resulted in all the Senate hearings, and then a special prosecutor investigation by Bob Mueller. After Bob Mueller decided that there wasn't enough evidence to charge Trump or his campaign with collusion, the media wouldn't let it go. Think about the Hunter Biden laptop. The news media spread a conspiracy theory in October 2020 that the laptop was the result of a Russian hack and leak operation. There was never any evidence of that. And yet, the cabal continued to suggest that there was some secret or hidden information about the laptop that incriminated Trump. Not Biden, but Trump. And what was that? Well, that was a distraction from the incriminating evidence that Biden had worked with his addict son at the time to run a vast influence peddling operation. And you think back over the past 18 months. They published dozens of articles. We now know about the U.S. intel community, including the CIA, the FBI, and Homeland Security, all abusing their powers to frame Trump as a Russian asset and to cover up Biden's influence peddling. Such acts, those acts, are unethical. I believe they're illegal. And I think they're a profound threat to this republic. Today, the media has achieved a new level of power. In fact, I would argue the media has now become more powerful than the government itself. It acts that way. Why is that? What has led the media to become so powerful that they act as though they should decide who is allowed to be president and who isn't? And can it ever be shrunk back to the size where what they are doing is actually just conducting journalism? You know, just telling us the story. Just telling us the facts, ma'am. Just telling us that. You know, I could go on for hours about the media. The media play a dominant role in the governing of this country. And we need to recognize that. We need to acknowledge that. Because what we witnessed in that interview last night was, yeah, I think that George Stephanopoulos was hoping for a gaffe, a flaw. He would fall out of his chair. He would have that dazed and confused look. All of those things. But did what happened last night, did that calm the fears? I don't think so. I think it actually made it worse. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. And don't forget to send me a text message.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are
under the news. News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say four people were killed, three others wounded in an early morning shooting at a home in northern Kentucky. Police say the shooting suspect later died after fleeing the home and leading police on a vehicle pursuit that ended with the suspect's car falling into a ditch. Beryl has begun leaving Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula after battering the resort of Tulum and prepared to reemerge in the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We are expecting to see widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches across much of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas beginning late Sunday through the middle of next week. We could see isolated rainfall amounts as high as 15 inches.
A slow-moving and potentially record-setting heat wave now spreading across some parts of the West. Sherry Thompson tried to keep cool in Portland, Oregon.
Because I've already had a heat stroke, and so I don't need to have another one. It's way too hot for anybody.
The National Weather Service says the southeast and mid-Atlantic regions of the U.S. are also sweltering. Senator Tom Cotton says by opening the border, President Biden seems to have forgotten the terrible lessons learned in the 2001 terrorist attacks.
When you have a wide-open border and more than 10 million illegals entering the country, there are probably more than just a few terrorists crossing the country. What we had under President Trump was a secure border where terrorists couldn't get in, and for that matter, illegal migrants couldn't enter either.
Senator Cotton told the Salem Radio Network this week concerns about the border are just one reason why voters will return Donald Trump to the White House in November. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June. They added 206,000 jobs and once again displayed the U.S. economy's ability to withstand continually high interest rates. Last month's unemployment rate did tick up from 4 to 4.1%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, they're just like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe is probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The military rulers of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger holding their first joint summit today since seizing power in a series of military coups. We get more on the politics involved from the BBC's Richard Kago.
This will be the first ordinary summit for the heads of state who came to power through a series of military coups. The meeting is being held on the eve of a summit for the Economic Community of West African States. The three countries left ECOWAS in January after the bloc imposed sanctions on them.
That's the BBC's Richard Kago reporting. Russian strikes have left more than 100,000 households with no power in northern Ukraine and cut off the water supply to the regional capital of Sumy. Civilian casualties rose sharply in the country's east, where Russian shelling killed 11 civilians overnight. The northern region there, which borders Russia, was plunged into dark after the Russian attacks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Surveys of Chinese factory managers show a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy, with growth steady but not picking up much momentum.
The official Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, remained at 49.5 in June on a scale of 100. A private sector survey was more optimistic, edging up to 51.8 from 51.7 the previous month. The official PMI for new export orders slipped to 49.4 from 49.6.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. U.S. stocks rose to more record highs after a report on the job market bolstered hopes interest rates may soon ease up. The S&P 500 climbed by 0.5% Friday to set an all-time high for the third consecutive day and closed its ninth winning week in the last 11 weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and thanks for doing that. So here's what you do. A couple of rules of engagement. First and foremost, remember, you can text any question or comment to this number, 33103. So on your message app, whatever you use, the number is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can just send me any question or any comments you want to. Follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all of those on one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. You'll just see those icons, check the icons, and next thing you know, you're following me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Go do that right now. Quit farting around and do it right now. Now, if you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country, that's also at michaelsaysgohere.com. Just pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all the affiliates. You'll find an interactive map, and then you'll see below that map, you'll see a list of all the affiliates. When they air the program, when they re-air the program, all of that is right there. And then I just ask, you know, if you enjoy the weekend program, why aren't you listening to the weekday program? And you can do that. Listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just search for 630 KHOW in Denver, and you can listen to me on the weekday, too. I could spend the entire weekend talking about this entire situation surrounding the President of the United States. Because it is simultaneously, as obviously a political scientist, as a lawyer, I find this, as a politician, I hate to admit that, I find this utterly fascinating. At the same time that I find it utterly frightening. When you think about everything going on around in the world, you want a commander-in-chief who understands what day it is, what time it is. And I don't necessarily mean on the clock. I mean in terms of history, what time it is. Remember in that soundbite I played for you last hour, he talked about how the world and the country was at an inflection point. And I think he's exactly right. We are at an inflection point. And I think this election will determine, I mean, we're at the crossroads. We're at the Y. And as Yogi Berra said, you know, when you come to the Y, you know, take it. Well, I don't really want to do that. I want to take the road that leads us to less government regulation, a stronger economy, a stronger national defense, a stronger position in the world to maintain the traditional American world order. Yeah, I'm just conceitful enough that I believe that the American world order is how the world ought to be governed. It's kept, except for some of the stupid things we've done, it has kept the world at peace. And the more the world is at peace, the stronger the economies are, the more freedom is able to kind of weasel its way into these entrenched socialist and tyrannical countries around the world, the better off we all are. And after 248 years of this great American experiment, look at what we've been able to accomplish. Are we perfect? No. The founder said in order to form a more perfect union. And that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, we make mistakes. Yeah, we really screw it up sometimes. Are you perfect? No. Do you screw things up at work or at home? Yes, of course you do. Well, the same thing is true for this country. And then I watched this presidential election, and it utterly frightens me. You know, on the text line, and I want to address this. This is from Goober number 5919. Michael, did Biden know the questions in advance? Did he have an earpiece for help? Why was he so much more coherent than during the debate? Inquiring minds want to know. I talked about this on the weekday program, and I had sent some text messages back and forth with a neurologist about what's really going on here. Why is it that we do see these almost conflicting responses? That one day he seems to be completely fine, the next day he's not so fine. He sometimes is yelling, other times he's not yelling. What's really going on? Why is it that we have such a strange, diverse reaction from him? I want to revisit that a little bit. For obvious reasons, I'm not going to use this doctor's name. But his email and answers to some of my questions speak for themselves. I'd ask whether or not, for example, is there some neurological problem with the president? Now, before I tell you what his answers are, there is breaking news today, literally today, that a Parkinson's expert by the name of Dr. Kevin Canard, C-A-N-N-A-R-D, he's a Parkinson's disease specialist, has visited the White House at least 9 times in the last year. That's according to the official White House visitor logs. The logs show that Dr. Canard traveled to the White House Residence Medical Clinic every single time he came, which means he went to the East Wing. He went to the residence. In the residence, in the East Wing, away from public view, is a medical office. The president's personal physician has regular office hours. There's a naval nurse. They coordinate the care for the president and other top officials, but they basically operate, most generally, they operate out of the East Wing. Well, this particular doctor, this neurosurgeon, his visits began on July 28 last year and continued at least through March 28 of this year. The reason I don't know and can't get any information about from March 28th through, let's say, July 4 is that the most recent release logs end on April 1st, so I don't know whether Dr. Canard has been to the White House more recently. Now, the logs do not note, as most of the logs don't note, the purpose of any individual's visit to the White House. But if you look at a physician profile page for him at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, he's a neurologist and a movement disorders specialist. And he researches treatments for early phase Parkinson's disease. Really? So maybe the neurosurgeon that I was having text messages with actually knows what he's talking about. He wrote this. The neurosurgeon. He undoubtedly has Parkinson's disease and is increasingly suffering from Parkinson's dementia. and he says the signs are unmistakable. He listed these signs. Now, I want you to think about what you've witnessed, and then I want to talk about last night. His shuffling gait, the absence of associative movements, you know, just that kind of flat facial expression, arm swinging. Those are some of the things that the neurosurgeon described. I want you to think about, as I go through the rest of this list, how many times you've seen that. And I want you to think about it, not just about Joe Biden, but maybe a family friend, maybe an uncle, maybe a parent, maybe someone you know, because this is nothing to be, I mean, it's a horrific thing to have to be going through, but it's just reality. I'll be right back.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4500. 1-800-875-5566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
You know what you're doing? You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I appreciate you doing that. And I appreciate you telling your friends about it. We're talking about, I think it's a touchy subject. I think it's a touchy subject. I think it's horrible that we actually have to be talking about, although, you know, another example of history repeats itself. Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. Woodrow Wilson, they hide him up in the residence of the White House. Edith Wilson actually puts a pen in Woodrow Wilson's hand, and then she moves his hand so that she can claim, technically, well, he signed the executive order. Why, he signed the law. He signed the bill into law. I didn't do it. He did it. I was just helping him move his hand. We're kind of reliving those days today. That's kind of what's going on now. And so I was talking about this neurosurgeon, and I want to go back to the text conversation with the neurosurgeon, because it's actually kind of frightening. It's frightening because I personally know people who are in a similar situation. The neurosurgeon says, as I told you before the break, that POTUS unmistakably has Parkinson's dementia, and he lists these things as what he observes. Now, I want to emphasize this. A neurological exam to determine whether or not someone has Parkinson's is almost always, first and foremost, an observational exam. It's not a CAT scan. It's not an MRI, although they may follow up with CAT scans and MRIs. But the initial observation and the initial diagnosis is based on observation. Now, clearly this doctor cannot make a medical diagnosis that has any medical impact unless he actually physically observes the president. But he is making an observation, as you and I all are, by watching him on television or watching him at an event or wherever. And he lists these things as signs of Parkinson's dementia. The shuffling gait. Remember, the staff has said we're going to surround him as he walks to Marine One. We're trying to hide that shuffling gait. Also, the absence of associated movements, facial expression, arm swinging. When he does swing his arms, it appears stilted, probably because his handlers have told him that he needs to swing his arms when he walks. That's something that you and I do naturally. But if you have Parkinson's disease, that natural swinging of the arms starts to disappear. It goes away. Gait instability. That's why they've changed his shoes. That's why he wears special rubber-soled shoes now. The soft voice. And this is where I want to answer the text message about why was he so on last night? Well, if you really watch the debate, not the debate, if you really watch the interview closely last night, he wasn't really on. Oh, his voice, he had inflection in his voice. But if you really look, there were times when he just stared blankly at Stephanopoulos. There were times when what he was talking about, he would trail off. I've watched people do that all the time when they're talking about something and they just go. The neurosurgeon describes those as on and off periods. Times when a medication might be working well, and sometimes when the medication doesn't work well. A resting tremor, he says, is not prominent in Biden's case, but he says that's true of many cases of Parkinson's. So we see signs of that dementia. That raises the national security concerns. You know, we remember, at least I did, I laughed about the Hillary Clinton 2 a.m. phone call commercial because I thought it was kind of funny. But it was clever, but it was funny because oftentimes I got phone calls. As the undersecretary, I would get phone calls all the time at midnight or 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. In fact, my family used to gripe about it because where I am at the undisclosed location right now, we had a secure phone located where I could have a secure conversation with the White House Situation Room. And it wouldn't work, of course, unless I put my special card in it. But the kids like to pick it up and pretend like, oh, I'm having a conversation with the president. All of those things are serious things that actually happen behind the scenes. I would get a phone call about, I remember one time when the Chechens in the Beslan Concert Hall in Russia, when that terrorist attack occurred, I got a call in the middle of the night. The Russians were asking for advice and help on certain things. My, how things have changed, haven't they? There would be wildfires breaking out, and I would have to approve a fire management grant to help, you know, California or Arizona or someplace fight battle of wildfire. Or there would be, you know, a hurricane, you know, a typhoon would hit Guam or something. There was always these 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock phone calls. For someone who, in the middle of the afternoon, might appear to be somewhat coherent but also have a difficulty expressing themselves, that's the on and off that the neurosurgeon was describing. I've seen it in elderly people that I've seen it in relatives, where they'll be quite quiet, and all of a sudden they're very, very loud, and then they're very, very quiet. I've also seen the anger, where did that come from? Where you might be in a restaurant, and suddenly they're angry at the waiter. What, you know, like Uncle Bill, what's going on? Well, that's an effect of Parkinson's. This is a serious problem. This is a very serious problem for the nation. So while I may have spent the last hour talking about the media believes that they are the deciders, and that may or may not be true, I think that it is true. I think the media is trying to drive Biden out of this campaign because they do not believe that he can beat Donald Trump. The media doesn't care about Biden's health. The media doesn't care about national security. They don't care about anything. All they care about is beating Donald Trump. And that's why they're doing what they're doing. And that's why I think this is a national security issue. It's a political issue. And it's just a basic human issue. In that regard, I actually feel sorry for Biden. Because if you go back and you think about that soundbite that I played, when George Stephanopoulos said, "But Mr. President, I've never seen anybody with a 36% approval rating win re-election." And Biden says, "Well, I don't think that's what it is. That's not what I've been told." My God, what are they telling him? Well, what are they not telling him? Text the word Michael to 33103. How dangerous is the situation?
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling.
Learn more at dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance. So when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like sod cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersch, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know the rules of engagement. Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can just tell me anything, ask me anything. Do me a favor, follow me over on Twitter, X, at Michael Brown USA. Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. You can find all of that information, affiliates, everything you need to know, podcasts, everything, at the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So in addition to this Parkinson's, this neurologist, visiting the White House, according to White House visitor logs, there's also breaking news that a cardiologist, a heart specialist, met with the president on January 17. So a cardiologist met with Biden and also with his personal White House physician at the White House for 7 hours from, let me pull up the log, from 5 p.m. to, according to the log, appointment start 1-17-2024, 1700, appointment end, 1-17-2024-2359, just before midnight. The person, John E. Atwood, Dr. John Atwood, Colonel, United States Army, Department of Primary Appointment, School of Medicine, Title Professor of Medicine, USU Director of Cardiology and Ambulatory Sub-Internship, blah, 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 location, Walter Reed Medical, National Medical Center, Bethesda, Maryland. Research interest, exercise testing, atrial fibrillation, clinical cardiology, ECGs. So Joe Biden had a 7-hour visit until midnight with this Dr. Atwood, a cardiologist from Walter Reed. At the same time that Biden and his physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, were meeting with Dr. Kevin Kennard, the Parkinson's disease specialist at the White House. Why did Joe Biden need to meet with a cardiologist and a Parkinson's disease specialist at the White House for 7 hours? And then, of course, the first thing I wondered when I saw midnight, if a doctor's staying at the White House until midnight, is that an emergency? Are they concerned about something? Because isn't that past Joe Biden's 8 p.m.? We're not going to do anything past 8 p.m.? These are the official White House logs. These are the kinds of documents that you would think tomorrow on the Sunday news shows that they would invite someone from the White House, in fact, I would think Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, and ask serious questions. And I want you to think about this theory, and it's just a theory. But could this be the start of the reason for Biden pulling out? A new diagnosis of Parkinson's, a new diagnosis of heart disease, a new diagnosis that says, for my personal health and to be able to spend as much time as I can with my family, that trite phrase that every politician uses. Couldn't that be the reason that suddenly the president decides to withdraw from the race? Could be. And then the media would have accomplished what they set out to do. Political theorists, you know, have often referred, I've done it myself. I refer to the media as the fourth estate. Political theorists have been doing that for centuries. In Europe, the phrase the fourth estate actually stood in contrast to three centers of power. The people, the clergy, and nobility. And now in this country, the fourth estate stands in contrast to the three branches of government, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. But today, when you think about the cabal, the media, that portion of the cabal, in fact, let's include the entire cabal. They've really achieved new levels of power. The media is arguably more powerful than the government itself. It acts that way, right? Well, why is that? What has led the media to become so powerful that it represents and acts as though they should decide who is allowed to be president and who is not? And what will it take to shrink its power back to size? I'm not really sure. But like a priest, George Stephanopoulos in that interview last night tried everything he could to kind of shake Joe Biden out of, like, listen, man, we don't know what you're being told, but here's what we want you to know. Listen to us. It's kind of ironic, because I really believe that's what Stephanopoulos was trying to do at the same time that Biden said, oh, well, those poll numbers, I don't believe those poll numbers, because I read the same thing in the press. So the press that he doesn't believe, here's the press in front of him trying to convince him you got to step aside. So Stephanopoulos pleaded with the president. He questioned him. He exhorted him. Nothing worked last night. Throughout the interview, if you want to call it an interview, throughout that interview, Biden rebuffed every entreaty that Stephanopoulos made as though they couldn't be more outlandish. Like, I've never heard such stupidity before. When Stephanopoulos told the president he was down in the polls, Biden's response was, well, no, not a bit. Democratic lawmakers, specifically they mentioned Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, preparing to ask him to step down. Biden's response, never happened. That's never going to happen. It just went on and on like that. Biden clearly could not grasp that his presidency is not in trouble, that it's catering. It's just absolutely cratering. You may have an open question about whether Biden's suffering from cognitive issues. Not with me. Not with me at all. He's actually appeared to develop what I would describe as a severe case of Ruth Bader Ginsburg syndrome. Like her, he's clinging to his post in the delusion that he can outlast all of his enemies. The most he could say about Donald Trump, who right now is on course to push him out in a crushing defeat, is that he's a big liar. Donald Trump's a big liar. Look in the mirror, Mr. President. Look in the mirror. I would say, if anything, Biden seems to regard the real obstacle to a second term as a nasty press corps, that the nasty press corps is what's going to keep him out of a second term. That shows how insulated he is. He was about 1 second away, I think, from announcing that the media is the enemy of the people and decrying, kind of like Agnew, the bunch of nattering nabobs of negativism. He has this cloistered inner circle, and he has a clear repugnance for the media, as frankly most presidents do. In fact, as I watched it, one of the things I thought is, he's almost beginning to act like Richard Nixon in the final days of the Nixon presidency. When Stephanopoulos asked Biden whether he wasn't as vain as Trump in pursuing another term at the age of 81 years old, Biden's reaction was to scoff at that. He couldn't even process the notion that he possessed anything in common with Trump. Instead, he claimed that that crowd in Wisconsin showed that he could rally the nation against Trump. I had to laugh at that. I would encourage you to go to get on the interwebs and go look at the videos. You'll find videos of the Wisconsin crowd. It's a half-packed gymnasium. That's why Stephanopoulos said to him, I don't think you want to go there, Mr. President. I don't think you want to do that. But then the arrogance, and I think also, not just arrogance, but I think it was this statement that Trump made that ought to be the scariest of all.
He may bring me down. He may.
Mr. President, I've never seen a president at 36% approval get reelected.
Well, I don't believe that's my approval. That's not what our polls show.
And if you stay in and Trump is elected and everything you're warning about comes to pass, How will you feel in January?
Almost as if talking to a child. You know, if you stay in, and all these little Lego houses that you've built are all destroyed by this guy that we all want to get rid of, Donald Trump, how are you going to feel about that? Well, stay tuned, because if our enemies, as I know they were listening last night, this next answer ought to cause you to drop your head. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Okay, so Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. So we're going to finish up this hour with the Biden debate. And then because it's 4th of July weekend, there's some other topics I want to get to. But I really do want to get as much about this debate in, not debate, I'm sorry, interview in, as possible. Because I really do believe, I've told you at the very beginning of the program, I look at this situation with Biden from a pure political point of view. And from that perspective, I want him to stay in the race. Because I think that Trump can beat him. And while Trump has his faults, Trump's policies are more aligned with what I believe than anything Joe Biden believes. So that's a pure political point of view. From a national security point of view, I think Biden ought to be as far away from the White House right now as humanly possible. And then the third aspect, the third point of view, is as just as a human being. It's like, my God, Jill Biden, my God, where's the family? This guy is ill. He cannot stand the rigors of being the President of the United States of America. Take him home. Let him enjoy the rest of his days. But they won't do it, and I find it despicable. But one last point, and it occurs near the end of the interview.
I feel as long as I gave it my all and I did the goodest job as I know I can do, that's what this is about. Look, George, think of it this way. You've heard me say this before. I think the United States and the world is at an inflection point. When the things that happen in the next several years are going to determine what the next six, seven decades look like. And who's going to be able to hold NATO together like me? Who's going to be able to be in a position where...
Well, Trump held NATO together. But as long as I gave it my all, I won't feel guilty if Trump wins a second term as a result of me staying in the race. That's what he was saying. So our enemies look at it and say, oh, he's going to stay in regardless of whether he's fit for office, regardless of whether he's capable of conducting a campaign, regardless of everything that is being kept from him about his poll numbers, about whatever is medically being told that we're not being told. There's one person in the entire world that Americans, citizens of this country, deserve to know everything about their health, and that's the President of the United States of America. You know, your health, whatever your health condition is none of my business. Whatever my health condition is none of your business. Only what we may choose to share with each other. But you and I are private citizens. We don't have a naval officer by our side all the time with the launch codes for nuclear weapons. We don't have the ability for the White House Situation Room to put us in immediate contact with world leaders, enemies, allies alike, all over the world, and vice versa. Any world leader can pick up the phone and in a matter of seconds be conversing with the President of the United States of America. So that person's health and their health condition is entirely different from you and me. We elect someone expecting that they will have the vim and the vigor, the vitality, the stamina, the mental acuity that it takes to make split-second decisions that can affect literally whether or not this planet, you know, turns into a nuclear holocaust or not. That's what's at stake here. And his response is, well, you know what? Yeah, the world's at an inflection point. And as long as I gave it my all, as long as I gave everything, well, you know what, Mr. President? That's what we're concerned about. That whatever your all is, that all is not enough. We need more. He needs to go. I'm not really sure. Now, again, yesterday was yesterday. Tomorrow will be tomorrow, and this Parkinson's dementia that I know many of you, because I've gotten the text messages, I've read your text messages, many of you who have family members who you've witnessed the same kind of behavior. Really good one day and really bad the next. Really kind of emotionally stable one day and emotionally unstable the next. That's Parkinson's dementia. Now, the cardiologist, I have no clue why the cardiologist was there. But isn't it interesting that we were told by Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, that the president did not see a physician? But yet now we have White House logs that show not only has he seen physicians, he's seen neurologists and cardiologists. Where are those reports? And if he doesn't want to share those reports, if he doesn't want us to know that he has Parkinson's or he has a heart disease or a heart problem or whatever may be going on, then all you need to do is come out and say, I've been diagnosed with a serious illness and I want to go home. And I'm going to do that. And I'm turning the reins over to Kamala Harris. And I endorse her and I support her and I want all the delegates to get behind her and go on to fight and beat Donald Trump. That's what he should be doing. Now, as I told you, from a purely political point of view, I don't want him to do that. But from a humanistic point of view, from a national security point of view, please, Mr. President, this is serious, serious stuff. And to say I just gave it my all, that's not good enough because we don't know what your all is. And we're entitled to know what your all is. 248 years of this country's independence. And I honestly never believed that I would be having this kind of conversation. Having studied Woodrow Wilson, never thought I'd be something similar in my lifetime. This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to text the word Michael to 33103. Coming up next, so 248th birthday and some other stories too.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.